Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Omid Aleph. And we begin in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Ches on the very bottom line of Kuf Tes Amud Beis with Sif Lamed Vav. The Mechaber tells us, In Osim Graf Shori L'chatchila, a person is not permitted to go and make something into a waste container. We spoke yesterday, it says Graf Shori would be like a chamber pot filled with feces, L'chatchila. In other words, you can't make something that is not disgusting right now, make it disgusting in order that you should be able to move it. What's an example of this? Dahainu lohavi dover sha'od osid limois, to go take something which right now is not disgusting, but will become disgusting in the future, kidei lo tzio l'chashi mois, in order that you should be able to move it when it becomes disgusting. However, vim ovar v'yaso, if you now have, in fact, something that is disgusting, that previously wasn't disgusting, mut lo tzio, once after the fact it's disgusting, you are allowed to go and move it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Kufla Mites, that you are allowed to move it, the Gemara Mashma, this is based upon the Gemara, which seems to say, Dafidu imlo also kidei lotzio, even if you didn't make it disgusting for the purpose of being able to remove it, ela dovor ha'osu libasof lahotzio, but it will become something that will need to be removed at the end, gam kenosu l'chadchila, it's not allowed to do this. Shavshi tiru lahotzio adov ramos, even though the rabbis permitted you to remove something that is disgusting, mikomokum lasos l'chadchila, to make this initially, to do this intentionally, to make something disgusting, dorashia bevadei achar kach mos, l'fon of yotziena, that you should go and take something which right now is not disgusting, but you're putting it there, knowing that it will become disgusting, also that is forbidden to do l'chadchila. I've heard the Nokat of Shulchan Aruch kidei lotzio, in order that you should be able to remove it, mishum sefer Nokat. That's for the last part of this line in the Mechaber, the b'di'evet, after the fact, a lesser av sheichniso b'ofen zeh. Even though you weren't supposed to do this l'chatchila, after the fact, once it's disgusting, you are allowed to move it. Sif Lamed Zayin. The Mechaber writes, b'mokum dikab seder, where there's going to be a financial loss, mutu lahaknis mitoso eitzel garav shori, then you're allowed to go move your bed next to this disgusting item, this chamber pot. V'likboi shivaso sham, now you've created that that's your living area, and now since it's disgusting and bothering in your living area, you are allowed, kidei lotzio, you are allowed to do this even l'chatchila, in order to go and remove this disgusting item from there, this garav shori. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, sivkotin kufmem, hainu, shiyavod they have said, if that chamber pot stays over there, it will cause some sort of a financial loss to you. For example, it happens to be an expensive thing and it will get stolen. Or other damage will occur because of this. And this chamber pot right now is in a place, in a room, where people aren't living. Or oshemunach bechotzer, or it's out in a yard, b'machum shein drisas ragel sham, where there are no people walking over there. Because if there are people walking there, or there are people living there, the lavachi hayimut lotzia, then the halach is v'chanal b'sif lamedal. As we learned in yesterday's shir, you are allowed to move a chamber pot if it's in a place where you're living or walking, and it is disgusting to you. Kuf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, can go mitaso lishkavala. You're allowed to go and move your bed over there. Or oshiach this shulchan of yochashu, to bring your table over there and you'll eat near it. The ayidei zeh, while you're doing either one of these two things, nechshav kilu diras hasham, that makes it that that's your habitation. That's where you're living, so to say. Umimele mutal hotzia graf. And then the graf shari is disgusting to you in the place where you are living, in the place where you are staying, and you're allowed to move it. However, alvo yeshiva biyamo, just to sit over there, Sham lo mahani, that would not help. That doesn't turn that into your habitation place. This is brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef and other Perushim. Sif Lamed Ches. The Mechaber writes, Machnis odim mibod yom melo kuposu off. For a person is allowed to bring into his house while it's still Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos starts, a container filled with dirt. Dirt, of course, is classical muktzah. Umiyachid lo keren zovis, and you can designate this dirt by placing it into a corner of your room. They used to have dirt floors, and they needed dirt for many purposes on Shabbos. Vosabo called tzorach of b'Shabbos, and you could do whatever you needed to do with this dirt on Shabbos. This dirt is removed from being muktzah. What might you need to do? For example, you could go and lito mimenu. You might take some of that dirt, lechasos tzoa, to cover up some excrement that's on the floor, a roke or spittle that's on the floor, v'chayotz mizeh, or any other waste that's on the floor. You may want to cover it up with dirt. That is perfectly permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if cut and kuf men beis, u'ma'ar beveso alaretz, and you take this dirt and you put it in the corner of your room before Shabbos starts. Brought down the name of Rashi. Sivkot and Kuf Mem Gimel, the Mishnah says, Ubi'inyan she'ein bo mishum asiyas guma. You have to be careful when you take this dirt that you don't make a pit. The Hainu, she'yid tol b'shava, that you have to take it out in a way that doesn't create a depression in this dirt that you brought in there. O shachol dak, or that the sand or the dirt over here is very loose. O tichuach, it's very soft. The tekef, dishnotel achol, no filosocha guma v'sotma. That as soon as you take the dirt out, the hole will collapse, so to say, and therefore you're not creating a gum over here. And this is brought down, can't cause it, but those have a Shabbos, with a common simon tov tzadiches, and there's further written over there. The issue footnote number 145 and 146 explain this. The issue footnote number 145 says, even though you could make it that you don't have any tzoa or any roke in the house, and then you won't need the dirt, cause of l'kamen, we'll learn in simon tov tzadiches, even though there may not be a need for it, since there could be a need for it, you're allowed to cover it up. And he adds, and if you brought it in stam, because maybe you're going to need it over here, it is permissible to then use it. The issue footnote number 146 writes, that the concern of making a hole is even if the dirt has already been removed from the ground and now is being put back on top of the ground. And when you make a hole over here, there also is a problem. Mechaber continues and he writes, Avolim lo yichil lo keren zovis, but when you put the dirt down, you didn't put it into a specific corner and designate it, this is non-muktzah dirt, then you just dumped it on the ground, batal agav afar abayis v'osel ataltal. Then it's, so to say, subordinate to the dirt in the house, and you're not allowed to move this new dirt that you put in there, it is muktzah. Mishbur explains, Sivkot and Kuf Memdalet, afilu in be'ei shehichtin sakup al abayis, even when you brought this bucket full of dirt into the house, hoya kavana so lechasos tso over oak, you had intention to use it to cover up excrement and spittle, mikomokom. Nevertheless, kivan should pizru b'em sebeso, since you dumped it out all over your house rather than designating it in a corner, and lemidras raglayim, and people are going to step on it, hariyu bata legabe karkoyas habayis, it becomes subordinate to the floor of the house. They used to have, again, dirt floors, v'muktzah v'asu, and it becomes part of the dirt floor, which is muktzah, and it's also to move it. And therefore, lefizeh, also likach b'shabes ma'at menachol ha'mafuzah b'karka habayis, you're not allowed to take any of the dirt that is spread out on the floor of your house, lishtamish bo le'zadavet, use it for anything, it is considered muktzah and also to be moved. We go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'lochein mutl likach peros hatmun b'chol, you're allowed to go and take out fruits, or vegetables it could be, that are hidden in the ground, they're hidden in the sand and the dirt, ki ein osa ofer muktzah, that dirt that surround them doesn't have the halachic status of being muktzah, because you put that item in there, and therefore, by definition, you've allowed yourself to go and take it out. This brought down the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Shiboli Leket. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Kuf Mem Hey, the im tomun ba'ofer shu muktzer, but if it was put into dirt that was in fact muktzer, so then ayin lekamen simin shin yud alef siv ches vites masha kosef shav. We'll wait to learn in Mirtz Hashem those dinim in a couple of simonim. Basically, over there, we'll be talking about tiltul min atzad, how that would be permissible to remove it without actually touching the dirt if you're only moving the dirt indirectly. We'll wait till we get there to learn those dinim. Now we go to Sif Lamed Test. The Mechaber writes, Osu l'taltel behema chayev ov. Here we get into the discussion about animals. So it's forbidden to go and move animals that are domesticated animals or wild animals, behema chaya v'ov, or birds. V'yafal pichein, mutu lichfos es hasal lifneho afrochim kidei shialu v'yerdu bo. However, you are allowed to go and invert some sort of a bucket or a basket over here in front of little chicks in order that they should be able to jump up onto this basket and go down from this basket and go to wherever you want them to go. However, while the little chicks are still on this, also you're not allowed to move the basket because the basket is now muktzah because of the chicks that are on it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Mem Vav, Dehem bichlal muktzah ke'etzim v'yavonim. Animals in general that don't serve a specific function or purpose for you on Shabbos have the status themselves of being muktzah, just like wood or rocks, which are absolute muktzah. They're not like a kli shemlachto le'issa, but they're like absolute intrinsic muktzah, d'halo chazu, because they don't serve any purpose whatsoever. The issue footnote number 147 brings down a very important discussion. If you have birds, for example, that are made specifically for beauty and for amusement of sort, so then the Rosh writes, Shemuktzeim, they're also muktzah. Mipnei she'im mishtamshim b'bali chayim, because you're not allowed to use bali chayim, v'lo chilku chachomim b'im bali chayim. The rabbis didn't make a difference between those animals that have no purpose whatsoever and those purpose that you're using, so to say, to amuse yourself or for your pleasure or for your beauty. What about fish in an aquarium? So he brings out from Moshe, finds his asal in the Igros Moshe, that they're muktzah v'osel l'taltalot. However, the Ktzos HaShulchan disagrees, and he writes, Sha'afa pish also l'taltal l'sad dogim b'fnei atzman, even though you can't move the fish themselves, nikol makom mutul l'taltalem im ha'aquarium. You're allowed to move them with the aquarium, hol v'dover osu l'noyhu, because this is for beautification purposes, and it's allowed. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman's atzal ends over here, u'befrach k'shaderech l'taltal l'sad aquarium l'avir mimokom makom, as long as it's a movable aquarium the rest of the time. If it's not something that's normally moved, you wouldn't be allowed to move it on Shabbos as well. What about a seeing eye dog? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that if you have a seeing eye dog, that definitely is not muktzah. Mikivin she'omid hu l'shimush shel tiltul, because its whole purpose over here is that it's to help you, and you're allowed to move it, and it's allowed to go and be held on to. And this is also the opinion of Rosh Feinstein Zatzal, because he holds you're even allowed to go and take a seeing eye dog into a shul on Shabbos or Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, v'afilu im yochol la'agia lehefsed ha'yodom. And even if not moving the animal is going to cause you a loss, the bird's jumping around on top of some utensils and it's going to break them. You're still not allowed to pick up the bird with your hand to prevent it from breaking your utensils. And even if the bird is, so to say, a regular inhabitant of your house, and therefore there's no concern over here of trapping it because it's considered, so to say, a domesticated bird. When we talk about the dinum of trapping, nevertheless, even in this situation where it's going to cause damage, you're not allowed to take it with its hands to prevent it from doing the damage because it's muktzah. What should you do? You should go and disperse the birds over here without having to touch them. And that's why, because over here you can't move them with your hands, because it is also to move them with your hands, even if it's going to cause a financial loss if you don't do so. You are allowed to, however, invert a basket for the birds to step on. And this isn't a concern over here that you're being mavatal this kli. You're not allowed to make a kli that is not muktzah, now making it into muktzah. So for this short period of time, also zman shame alav, for the little period of time that they're all on it, that's not a concern over here. Because you could scare them away, make them go off it on any time, and therefore it's not a concern of being mavatal kli mehechano. You're not allowed to move these baskets while the birds are on them. However, here we have a new problem. If the birds were on these baskets during the Ben HaShemashos period of time, then also Alpha Pishyardu, then you're not allowed to move those baskets at all, even when the bird is off them. Because then we now have the problem of the Migu, the Iskatsoy, Leven HaShemashos, Iskatsoy, Lukula Yoma. Here we have the famous rule that we've talked about many, many times already, that if something is Muktzah during the Ben HaShemashos time, entering into Shabbos, so then it retains its Muktzah status, even when the reason why it's Muktzah has gone away. Now we go to Sif Mem. The Mechaber writes, "Kol behema chayav ha'of." All animals over here, as well as birds, midadim osam b'chotzer. You're allowed to assist them to move about in the yard. What does that mean to assist them? Dainu she'oches b'tzavarim. You're allowed to hold on to their necks, u'b'tzadim onto their sides, u'melicham, and guide them over here and move them in a certain direction. Now, this is only allowed in srichin habalechayim lekach, if the animals need you to help them to do this. And you have to be careful that you don't actually lift up the animal so that you're actually lifting their feet off the ground and they're not walking by themselves, then it would be a problem. Because as we've already pointed out, the animals or the birds are muktzah, the osulatatla, and you're not allowed to move them. To guide them, that's not called moving them. The one exception over here is chutz mitarnegolus, a chicken. You're not allowed to do this too. Shein medadno, so here you're not allowed to assist the chicken to move. Mipnei shemagbas atzma min ha'aretz, because as you assist it by moving, it's going to jump up, so to say. It's going to lift itself off the ground. V'nimtzas emetaltel, and it will turn out that you, in fact, are moving this chicken. And therefore, you can't do this to the chicken where you could do this to other birds and certainly other animals. What can you do for the chicken? You can push it from behind the chicken, even with your hands, in order to get it to go where you want it to go. You want it to move into the chicken coop, you can push it from behind, but you can't take it from its side, because when you grab it, it will lift its feet up, and then you'll be moving the muktzah item. Let's go now to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kuf Mem Tes, where the Mishnah Berurah writes, Bein Gedolim, Bein Ketanim. This is true over here, whether you're dealing with large animals, or birds, or small animals, or birds, the same din applies. In the Sharat Zion Os Kuf Chav, the Chofetz Chaim writes that after Haran Svirole the Gedolim Mutu Ledadon Afil B'Shus Harabim, the Ran seems to suggest that you can even move the larger animals even in the Shus Harabim, because there's no concern that you're going to pick them up and carry them. Nevertheless, the Beis Yosef writes Midistamo a Rambam via Tur, since the Rambam and Tur don't differentiate between large or small animals, Mashma de Lo Svirlo Kain, they don't hold like that. Ran and Lochain Sosam Gam Kain Po Lahachmir. Therefore, the Mechaber over here is taking the more strict opinion that there is no difference between large and small animals, and this is also the opinion of the Prima Godim. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Kuf Nun. He writes, Abalob Rishus Harabim. You can only move them in the Chotze, but you can't move them in the Rishus Harabim because the Gazrin or Shemiyagbim. Because there in the Rishus Harabim, there's a potential Issa Daraisa that you may come to lift them up. The Avirim Arba Amos Vizchayv Chatzis, and that would be over in Issa Daraisa. You'd be Chayv Chatzis on Shabbos if you did this by accident. The Gabi Behema Lo Amrinu Chaynosi Asatzmo. Because we also don't have the normal rule that a live animal is considered able to carry itself, so to say, and therefore you can't be overcarrying it. We don't say that by animals. The Tur writes this related to the Carmelis Nami also Ladados Kamobish Sarabim. The Tur says the same halach applies not only in Rishus Harabim but even in the Carmelis was only in Issa Darabanan. The Chaim Pasek Lavush, this is the Psak of the Lavush as well. The low Kibes Yosef Shemad Sadi Lahoka was there, as opposed to the more lenient opinion of the Beis Yosef that says you could move these animals in a Carmelis in the way that we described, not by picking them up but by pushing them from the side or holding on to them and guiding them. Nira the Ba'agolim Gedolim. When it comes to these very large calves over here, Mutaladadus with Carmelis, then you could definitely move them in a Carmelis. And he says, Ain in the Ran, Shuva Beis Yosef. And see this further discussed in the Ran is brought in the Beis Yosef, which, as I mentioned before, we saw a little bit in Siv Katan Kuf Chav in the Sharat Zion. And the Ran also says that basically you're allowed to lead these large calves because it's very unlikely that you will go and pick them up. And therefore, he differentiates between the larger animals and smaller animals. Sivkot and Kufnu Nalef, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to push these animals in the yard if it's Litzorich of the Balechayim, Mishum Tzar Balechayim, or because of Tzar Balechayim, the Imlo Kain also Lassus Kain. Because if there is no purpose in doing it for the animals to prevent them from suffering for whatever the situation may be, then you wouldn't be allowed to move them in this fashion. Because the Komidi, the Luchozi, Litotel, anything that you're not allowed to move in its entirety, Geshem Shein Metaltel in Kulo, just like you can't move the entire animal, Kach Ein Metaltel in Mitzoso, so too you can't move even part of it, so you wouldn't be allowed to grab it and move it in this fashion unless you're doing it for the purposes of the animal, let's say to prevent Tzar Balechayim. And we will learn this din, Kamosha. Because of Simon Shinyan Aleph Siv Zayin, Gabi Mace, a dead body, Rachmona Litzlan, Shloyoz is Mimenu Aver. Not only can't you move the whole body, but you can't even move part of the body, you can't even move one Aver of the body. The issue footnote number 151 brings down that there are different opinions, and he writes over there in the name of the El Yeraba, Shibamokum Tsar Balechaim, Yesh Hamatirim Aflitultul Gomor, that one would be able to prevent Tsar Balechaim even by moving the animal entirely. What about dogim kitanim, shim lo yotziyem meha aquarium, yochlem adogim agdolim? You have small fish inside an aquarium that will be eaten by the large fish unless you move them. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that that's the normal way of life, so to say, and therefore that's not called tsar bali chaim in that situation, even though they're going to be eaten and die. And since that is, quote, the normal way of doing things, and you're not causing the fish to be in pain, they're going to be killed, but they're not going to be in long-term pain over here. So he writes, you're not allowed to move them. Dusha footnote number 152 writes, what about moving part of the animals? We said that's not allowed. So for example, if you want to go and wipe your hands on the tail of a horse, so the Bir Halacha brings down in Simin Shin Beis, Shaladasa Tosef Shabbos, also Lassos came in Beis Shematal to Mitzoso Shabbat Lachayim is Osir, just like we brought down over here. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sifkat and Kuf Nun Beis, and he writes, you're allowed to push the chicken from behind it. So he says, when are you allowed to do that? Afiluim ain't all the tzarka, even if it's not for the benefit of the chicken, kidei la'achila, ela la'toalto. It's not to feed the chicken that you're doing this, but you're doing it for your purposes, for some benefit that you want. Kidei shaloeva li deis hefsid mama. For example, the chicken's outside the coop, the fox is going to eat it. So you want to bring it inside the chicken coop in order to prevent yourself from having a financial loss. Kigon shebarachim and abayis lechutz. The chicken got outside, and now you want to bring it back inside. So you're allowed to push it from behind, even though it's not for the direct benefit of the chicken, it's for your benefit. Then likewise, in Baruchim and Abetzin, if the chicken is no longer sitting on its eggs, and it's run away from the eggs, and you want to get this chicken to sit back down on its eggs, so that's allowed as well. Avo below, have said mama, but if there is no financial loss over here, afilu hadechia eno nachon, then even pushing it from behind isn't correct, kivon she'eno litzarkar, since it's not for your benefit, and it's likewise not for the chicken's benefit. This is brought down in the Bach and the El Yeraba, and with this we conclude today's shir.